Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, May 20th, 2016. That means next week is the real Star Wars Day. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. It's May 25th, everybody knows that. Anyway, because that's when Star Wars opened. Last week at the box office, your number one movie once more was Captain America Civil War. That rhymes. With $72.6 million. The Jungle Book was number two with $17 million. Money Monster, number three, with $14.7 million. The Darkness, number four, $4.9 million. Rounding out the top five was Mother's Day, with $3.2 million. Got to assume that's the end of that, but hey, just because it's not Mother's Day doesn't mean people won't go see Mother's Day. New this week, Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising, The Nice Guys, The Angry Birds Movie, and others in limited release. The first two of those I have heard very good things about. In news, the newest trailer for the new Ghostbusters movie went up, and people are hitting that dislike button faster than they can watch it. The first few hours had something like 32 million views, which is not bad, 240,000 likes, 805 dislikes, sorry, 805,000 dislikes almost immediately, and 214,000 comments. I assume Ghostbusters 2 wouldn't have fared quite the same way in the current environment, but what do I know? It's certainly going to be something that someone writes a thing about someday. The new Star Trek show, which is apparently, for now, just called Star Trek, based on the logo, had a teaser which reveals absolutely nothing this week, but it's still set to come out in January. Brad Garrett has replaced Fred Armisen as the voice of Krang in the Ninja Turtles sequel. I hope whatever voice Fred Armisen did will show up on YouTube someday. John Barry, founding member of the Beastie Boys and guitarist, died this week. He was 52. On sale at Entertainment Earth. It's the Body Vibe Sale. Marvel, DC, Star Wars, and more jewelry can be yours. Buy one, get one 40% off. We have Deadpool earrings, and we have Deadpool necklaces. If you buy them both, you get to save some money. So check them out, place an order, hurry, because sale ends Tuesday. New this week, we added a lot of items. Nerf Rival Masks, Independence Day Resurgence pop vinyl figures of Jake Morrison, I don't know who that is yet, The Alien, and David Levinson, who was Jeff Goldblum in the original. We also added the Space Ghost pop vinyl figure, which is very popular so far, and if you're getting enough oxygen, I recommend you get one. The Hikari Toy Story Meteorite Buzz Lightyear went live this morning. There are only 250. As I'm recording this, it hasn't sold out yet. My guess is it'll sell out by the time this recording is uploaded. So that's probably gone. We also received the Transformers Combiner Wars Victorion Torchbearers box set, which is in stock as of my recording this. You should buy one if you haven't. We're going to talk about it on Toy of the Week this week. And we also put up the Star Trek 60th Anniversary art print, which is a pretty nice, pretty cheap art piece from Quantum Mechanics showing the Enterprise passing in front of the sun. You will most likely enjoy this, unless you don't like Star Trek or you don't like artwork. And both of those are certainly possible. Unlikely, but possible. So check those out. Hit up our new products tab. We redesigned our tabs, and there's a lot of new products on them. New things are going up constantly. And I got some other new stuff. I probably got to get to work on uploading when I'm done recording this stuff. And I got a meeting in 7 minutes, so it's a busy day today. I hope you're having a nice busy day. Go see a movie this weekend if you care to. Check us out at entertainmentearth.com. Go to news.entertainmentearth.com for our news blog, Twitter/EntEarth, for the EntEarth Twitter. And we got a bunch of other stuff. So if you have any questions, let us know somehow. Leave a comment, get our catalog, order something, and I'll see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.